Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we are going to cover some wheat news along with all the happenings around our county. But first, did you know that last year Kansas farmers planted 7.3 million acres of winter wheat, unchanged from the previous year? Acres harvested totaled 6.6 million, which was down 6%, with this year's totals being lower yet. SY Monument and Bob Dole were the top varieties planted in South Central Kansas. Winter wheat is the predominant crop grown in Kansas, and Kansas is the largest continuous dryland winter wheat producing region in the world. And now in my farming news, wheat streak mosaic virus could be problematic this coming season, with rainfalls encouraging volunteer wheat development here in Central Kansas. One of the best preventative measures for wheat streak is the control of volunteer wheat early and often after harvest. If volunteer wheat is allowed to stand, it creates a green bridge, allowing the wheat streak mosaic and wheat curl mites to survive locally. Volunteer wheat should be terminated at least 2 weeks prior to planting to allow sufficient time for mites to die off. Growers should be mindful of volunteer wheat that may hide in double crop soybeans or other cover crops in the fields. With wheat planting just a month or so away for McPherson County producers, now is the time for producers to get their soil sampling done to have good information on which to base their fertilizer inputs on. This is particularly important after a drought and lower than expected yields from the previous crop. The most important test and nutrients to focus on this year depend in part on where you are located, the choices you are making when applying N, and your tillage system. The nutrients for which wheat is most likely to show response statewide are nitrogen and phosphorus. Wheat is the most phosphorus-responsive crop we grow in Kansas. And while P removal may be less than in corn and soybeans, the relative yield response is often the highest. Therefore, knowledge of the phosphorus, soil levels, and fertilizer needs is in great value. In addition, low soil pH is becoming a problem, especially in fields with history of high rates of nitrogen application. In addition to the big three, pH, nitrogen, and phosphorus, potassium deficiency in wheat can also be found in some areas of South Central Kansas. Wheat is generally less prone to K deficiency than many of the rotation crops commonly grown, such as corn, soybeans, or grain sorghum. In summary, wheat producers in Kansas should consider soil testing to help in making accurate fertilizer decisions. Accurate decisions are especially important during the years with low grain prices and high budgets. Furthermore, after variable conditions and yield levels across the state, fertilizer needs may require adjustments based on the soil test. And don't forget, tonight is our pre-plant wheat school at the First United Methodist Church, 1200 East Kansas, here in McPherson. Please give me a call this morning if you would like to attend. In my community news, both the Mound Ridge Farmers Market and the McPherson County Farmers Market here in McPherson are open each Saturday morning. Come visit the vendors that bring garden vegetables, baked goods, along with specialty items to the market, all homemade and homegrown. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the McPherson County Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope you all have a great start to your week.